Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and great to be on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to be looking at why you must find a new partner every day. It is without a doubt the most important thing you can be doing in your business. I'm sure you've heard all the time about 80-20 rules. Well, I go 80% of the time I want to be spending my day on sales, marketing, and creating new opportunities. For most people, they're lucky if they probably spend 10-15% of their day because they get stuck in the doing. And that's fine. I appreciate that sometimes you're just going to do what you've got to do and that you will get stuck in the doing depending on the size of your business and the number of people and the types of people you've got around you to be able to help you. But that doesn't mean that you can't spend 30 minutes to be able to do this sort of activity. Because this sort of activity is what's going to create you new opportunities. So for the people who are sick of spending money on traditional marketing, sick of spending money on Facebook ads, on LinkedIn ads, on direct mail, on radio, on TV, on pay-per-click, on SEO, all of those sorts of things, and don't get me wrong, they have their place, but if you're going, I don't want to spend any more money on this and I want to create just as much momentum, this is what you need to do. This podcast is exactly right up your alley. So the power of partners, I've touched on many a times before in our podcast. For you to be able to leverage into new people's networks, get in front of people who just don't even know that you exist right now, to be able to touch base, build relationships, go off the back of someone else's credibility, for you to start being able to share your products and services, there's nothing more powerful than doing that through partners. Just imagine if you had one person each day for a week, so that's five people over the course of the week, share you to just 10 people. That's 50 new people who now know what you do, who are now interested in your products and services, and now have come back into your community. What would it cost you to get 50 new leads over the course of a week? See, that's how simple it is when using partners. And that's why it's important to find a partner every single day. So what I believe we need to be doing here is finding, how can I block out 15 minutes? I don't think it can take you more than 15 minutes. How can I block out 15 minutes a day each week for the month of September? Because we're just about at the end of August now. So how can I do that for the month of September and do it for 4 weeks? So if you're now listening to this recording and it's January, that's fine. Find a 4-week period that you're going to do exactly what I'm about to go through. And look at the momentum you've just built in 30 days. Look at the difference to your business in the next 30 days. So what we want to be doing is creating one partnership each day. Now to begin with, you're going to just feel like you're doing, and there's not much happening. Then all of a sudden, you're going to have an influx of things taking place. So before you create one partner a day, you have to understand, how do you want your partner to help you? So what is it that you would like this partner to actually do for you? Is there something you want them to promote for you? Is there a live training or a live event or a webinar or a video or a white paper or a report, a download? What is it that you want them to promote for you to their network? Once you've got that, then it's much easier for you when you get into your conversations to be able to go, great, how can I help you? Good. And this is how you can help me. If you get into your conversations, you know, oh, well, I don't really know how you can help me. Well, that's a complete waste of time. So before we get into this, how are you going to get each one of these partners to be able to help you? You need to be really clear on that. So I'm assuming now that you're going to get that done and you've got that done. So the next thing you're going to do now is go out and start looking for new partners. Now, the easiest place to start looking for new partners is already in your own community. Have a look on your database. Have a look in your phone. Have a look on your social media platforms. Have a look at your current clients. So there's straight away a whole bunch of places for you to be able to look at to go, who could I be able to partner with? Because we've got similar target audiences and we want to be able to get into each other's networks. That's the simple question. I'm sure if you were to look on those platforms, social media platforms, your phone, your email platform, your current clients, you will automatically be able to find about a dozen people. So already, you've been able to get nearly 2 weeks already covered. If you're looking at those places and you're like, yeah, I just don't have anyone there, that's fine. It's now time to go and find them. The two most powerful places right now to be able to go and find them, LinkedIn and in Facebook groups. So LinkedIn is fairly simple. You'd go onto LinkedIn, you'd go to the very top where it says advanced, click advanced, and now do search for the sorts of people that you would like to be able to partner with. So you might go that you're a property person and who else is selling to my clients, they're the sorts of people that I'm going to search for. You might be an IT person, you go, who else is selling to my clients? They're the sorts of people that you're going to search for. Then you're going to do exactly the same in Facebook groups. So you're going to find groups where the type of person who also sells to your clients is heading out. So it might be a business group, it might be a personal development group, it might be a B2C type group. But the people in there are also selling to your type of client. So therefore, they're the people that you want to connect with and send them messages. So once you've found those people, it's just a matter of sending them a simple message around, hey, thought I'd touch base, say hello, love to know if there's a way that we might be able to collaborate and create some win-win opportunities with each other. Pretty simple. They will say either yes or no, and either way is fine because you're doing enough that you can't have everyone come back to you anyway. So if you sent 5 of those messages a day, you will have 1 or 2 people come back to you each day to go, yeah, I'd love to be able to explore that. Sending 5 of those messages a day, if that takes you more than 5 minutes, you need to speed up. So then you've got a remaining 10 minutes to continue your conversations with these people. Now, what I do is once those messages come back and someone says, yeah, I'd love to be able to explore it, I go, fantastic. Let's jump on a call, Skype, phone, depending on where they are, and let's just have a bit more of a chat around what we can do for each other. Because unless you talk to each other, there's no way you can create opportunities for each other. So firstly, I go and I find people. Secondly, I go, great, let's take this offline now and let's have a chat. I don't need to meet people face to face. I think that's a sure way to make sure you run out of time real quickly in your life. Okay, Skype, phone, brilliant. Once I've done that, the third thing is put a plan in place. Don't even leave a conversation without you doing something for them and them doing something for you. 3 very simple steps. And it starts with you going out and finding a new opportunity every day. If you're sitting listening to this going, oh, I don't have too many people at the moment in my sales funnel, that's why. You're not speaking to enough people. So rather than you speak to more people and you try to find new people, here you're going to get introduced to a whole community of people and go off the back of the credibility of your partner. That's how you get to leverage yourself very quickly. Okay, so let's quickly run down the task here. Every day, block out 15 minutes. And then what you're going to do is you're going to spend 5 minutes going and finding new partners and sending a simple message of, I would love to be able to collaborate. When they say yes, you then want to reply, fantastic, let's jump on a Skype call, let's jump on a phone call, and let's see how we can help each other. That's step 2. When you're on the call, now you've got to create a plan. You're going, great, how can I help you should always be your first question. And they'll go, blah, 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 blah. And then this is how you can help me, and be very clear on how they can help you. You always want people to be able to help you by bringing new people into your sales funnel, into your database, into your community. So you've got to have that set up. Don't just go, oh, can you please share my business page on Facebook? That ain't going to do anything for you. So you've got to be really specific and really clear on how you're going to bring people from their network into your network so you can continue to enhance your relationship and sell to them. There you go. Find a partner every day. You do that every day, you will have a business completely different to what your business is right now. And it's just so simple when you just do small little tasks. Now, hopefully that's been really helpful. Love if you could share this podcast out into your network. If you can leave a comment on the podcast page below and let me know what you liked, what you didn't like, what you found helpful, what you're actually going to do. Let's really just continue to interact through our podcast platform at the same time so I can keep up with what you're doing. This is the first time you're listening to our podcast. Welcome. Pop over to referralmarketingguru.com.au to our resource page and you'll find a whole bunch of great information on there for you to be able to utilize also. And until next time, take care and remember, the more you partner with people, the more you're going to leverage into new networks, the more and quicker you're going to grow your business. Take care, everyone.